Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop in. A spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League is on the line. Today's show, our draft's going to be live on September 3rd at McGurk's in Royersford. And we do have one spot taken and accounted for. That would be Andy in Westchester, who's going to join the show in a couple minutes here. He's defending his crown. That means we have eight spots to give away. One today. You have to be able to draft in person on September 3rd. All right, Hugh, we'll get back to the calls here. And, of course, Hugh's clues today for a chance to win that spot. Clue number one was famous doctor.
Yes.
Clue number two, not from this country.
He's not from America.
Okay, so we got clue number three coming up in a little bit. We had some good guesses on this famous doctor. But before we get back to all the calls on the Phils, and we will await, and we are awaiting the news on Landon Dickerson. Not loving that there's no news yet. I'm not loving that there's no, like, I keep waiting for someone who covers a team to say, sources saying it's not believed to be serious, but Eagles just awaiting MRI to confirm. Nothing. It's radio silence on the Eagles and Landon Dickerson. We await the news on his MRI on his knee. But, Hugh, this morning, we got ourselves a new quarterback list. And I think this is usually the last one of summer. You know, there's usually like PFF and then the ESPN one. But the one that is last this year is the quarterback tiers over at The Athletic. So Mike Sando does an exercise every year where he has people around the NFL tier the quarterbacks. Not just rank them, but put them into separate kind of groups, right? Tiers. So let me give you the different tiers and tell you where Jalen Hurts ranks. So tier number one, and this is usually reserved for, I think, like four to five guys end up in this tier typically each year. Tier one, a quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. Now, Hugh, before I unveil tier one, do you believe Jalen Hurts belongs in tier one?
Do I believe he belongs in tier one? No, I don't. Okay. If I'm being fair, no.
Finally.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
It only took 2 months of this.
Well, he has holes in his game.
Yeah.
No, that was one of the criteria.
That is part of the criteria. Here is tier one, according to the Athletic's quarterback list as we enter 2025. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford. Those are the five best quarterbacks in the league according to this ranking, and they're all tier one. The Stafford one actually surprised me a little bit because he's older now, and he's not, at least physically, what he was.
He is not
years
what
ago.
He used to be.
Right.
And the first thing that jumps out to me is he was all that in Detroit, but he couldn't get them over the hump. Mm. So, but if we're talking about those intangibles, then yeah, Jalen's not that.
Okay, here's tier two. Tier two quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier three. He has a hole or two in his game. Does this sound like where Jalen Hurts belongs?
Yeah, and you know, it's the irony of this list is how specifically it was worded. That's why they worded it that way.
So here is the tier two. And here's, I'm going to give you the order of the tier two, okay? So it's not just tiered, it's ordered within the tier. Number six overall, and the first guy in tier two is Jaden Daniels. Number seven overall, and the second guy in tier two is Justin Herbert. Number eight overall, and the third guy in tier two is Jared Goff. And then tied for ninth overall, and in that tier two, C.J. Stroud and Jalen Hurts. Just to round it out, Baker, Dak, Jordan Love, Purdy also made this same tier two as those other guys. Here's what they said about Jalen Hurts, and this is what I thought was interesting. So there's some quotes in here from the voters, all right? Jalen, quote, Jalen does everything the right way for how they have been built, an offensive coordinator said. I see him as a really good player on a team with a bunch of really good players. I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's a good way to say it. Okay, here is something else said. This was by a GM in the NFL. Quote, this is going to sound like I don't like him, but I do. Just by the definition, I feel as he is more of a three. And am I on an island with that? So 11 voters put him on tier three, the next tier down. And that would be, let me give you the definition of that quickly. Tier three is a legitimate starter, but needs a heavier running game and or defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best. I could see why he got some tier three votes.
I mean, that's is that not the most valid description of Jalen Hurts?
What is it?
So a tier three quarterback is a legitimate starter, but needs a heavier running game and or a defensive component to win. A lower volume drop back passing offense suits him best. I understand why some put him in that category.
I think he's a tier two, and I think he's better than most want to give him credit for. See, this is the problem. I mean, it's not a problem. Let me take that back. It's worded in a way where I think it's being fair to Jalen, but also a little bit backhanded. Because when you talk about those tier one quarterbacks that, from their own wording, is able to carry their team, how many of those quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes and Stafford have carried their team to the Super Bowl and won it?
Well, none. Burrow's the only one that's been there.
Yeah.
But I think when they say carry, they mean week to week.
Yeah, week to week, they've carried their team, but in the biggest game, they didn't get it done. Like, I get when you talk about pure talent and you talk about playing the position, I can't sit here and argue that Jalen is on the same tier as Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anybody can, because Patrick Mahomes is on a different tier.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yep.
But when you talk about those unquantifiable intangibles that Jalen brings to the table, he's done something that all those other guys that are in front of him haven't done. And even when Lamar Jackson came out, as dynamic as he is at that position, with all due respect, he still comes up short in the playoffs for whatever reason that is. Even though he's able to carry his team to lofty heights with a strong running game, still doesn't have enough to get them over the hump.
Josh Allen,
the same thing as of right now, as of today, hasn't gotten his team over the hump.
But did Jalen carry the Eagles?
No.
Jalen has had his moments where he's played well, and Jalen has played well in one of the biggest moments you could possibly play in.
When's the last time he carried the team, quote unquote?
2022. When that's the last time I thought he did it consistently.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's had games.
And even to say carry is a stretch, they had a great defense that led the league in sacks, and they had the number one running game.
I did think he was a bigger part of it then, though.
Sure. Yeah, but absolutely.
Because Miles Sanders was a guy.
Carrying is a lot to me.
But they went out, and they realized his limitations, and they put talent around him. I don't see a problem with that. See, to me, when I hear this, and I hear a lot of these pundits talk about Jalen, it's like he almost is penalized because they went out and got talent. But that's the job of every GM.
Sure.
Every GM in the league's job is to identify those players, those once-in-a-lifetime players, those players that make it happen, and then put talent around.
So here's what's standing out to me. Now, we have one more element of this ranking business that's going on. The NFL Top 100 list is not complete yet, but we know they're out in round number 40.
C.J. Stroud actually was just unveiled.
Wow. And Jalen Hurts has not been unveiled yet. Okay, where was he, like 40-ish?
39, I think.
So we're in the top 30-something, and we haven't heard Jalen. So we'll see. Maybe Jalen's going to be a top 30 player. Maybe he's not going to be in the list altogether. There is a theme, though. Does anyone else pick up on the theme? The theme is that we here put him on a different level than everywhere else around football.
Of course.
I mean, it's so obvious. Like,
because
since
he's a hot-button topic. Well, and the bottom line is this. Maybe it's the era that I came up in. And I look back at some of the other quarterbacks that I look at and compare Jalen to that other people don't see it. Because to me, when I look at Jalen, when you talk about what he is as a passer, he skews more Joe Montana to me than anybody else.
Joe Montana.
And what I mean by that is, listen, what I mean by that is he was in an era where you had Dan Marino, Jim Kelly, Boomer Esiason, and all those other guys. Mm. When you had quarterbacks that had big arms and threw the ball all over the place.
Sure.
Joe Montana wasn't that guy. He was a dink and dunk guy. He was the father of the West Coast offense, and he got the ball in the hands of the playmakers, and they made plays.
Yeah.
But he was considered the GOAT of his time. And I understand that now. It's almost like this. Remember back in the day in the NBA, you had a team, and it was about the team. You had Scottie and Jordan and then the cast of characters that helped the team. Now you have the big one. You had an era where you went through, you had a couple players that made your team better. Now it looks like it's going back to the team-oriented game.
I agree. So best roster
so
wins.
So that's how I look at it. I feel like Jalen gets vilified because how he's done such a great job of amassing talent around him.
I don't think it's vilifying Jalen. It's just an evaluation.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to penalize him for having talent.
Did we not just say on Friday that Tanner McKee could take this team to the playoffs?
Well, some of you guys did.
I'm sorry, but that's how we really feel about this team.
He could take you to the playoffs, but he ain't going to win you no Super Bowl.
Sure, that's okay. Fine. But, how much does that say about the talent that Jalen has around him. Like, that is a part of it. It has to be.
I also think that...
I don't think that's fair in the assessment of who...
It's so fair.
Okay. That's fine.
I also think... I think it's being lost on for some. I think him winning the Super Bowl is baked into why he's ranked number 9. He didn't play like a top 10 quarterback for most of the last season.
I think he got bumped up. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Probably.
Okay, why is he a Hall of Famer?
Because he won 2 Super Bowls.
Okay. What was his career like?
Was Eli ever a top 5 quarterback in the NFL?
Maybe
a year, maybe.
But that's why these are two different arguments.
It's the same argument.
It's not.
Unquantifiable intangibles.
But a Hall of Fame is a celebration of a career. Where you rank in the moment is where you rank in the moment.
In the moment, he's better than every other quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes in that tier one category.
Does it not resonate with anybody that... So the panel here that voted. 6 general managers, 6 assistant general managers, 6 former GMs, 5 other executives, 8 head coaches, and 19 other coaches.
And you know what all I hear?
The head coaches stand out to me. I mean, they're scheming against them.
You know what I hear? A bunch of coaches that didn't want to put their name on it.
But they can't put their name on it. I understand. I hear what you're saying.
That's why you get an actual valid list, because they're anonymous.
I was always told that everybody's not going to be a tier one quarterback. Jalen has done something that you've admitted to that those tier one guys couldn't do.
He's been there twice.
Okay, the first time Saquon wasn't here, and they went to the Super Bowl, and they almost won that.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was better that season.
And he played his ass off, right?
That was his best season.
There's been 2 games that Jalen has been in, two of the most meaningful games in his career he's played in that he showed his ass.
He did show his whole ass.
He showed his whole entire ass.
I think what's going on here is we value the big games because they mean something to us. While the people that vote on these things or just give their opinion, they're looking at the whole picture. And the whole picture is good, not great. That's the picture of his career.
That's where the other stuff comes into play, because they have to remove all the other variables.
Yes.
Which is the team around him, all that stuff. It's not a penalty. It's just a part of the evaluation.
What is every team vying for right now to try to put themselves in position to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but again, these are different arguments. Like, we're not arguing who has won the Super Bowl. That list is defined. We're arguing who is the better individual player.
And I gave you, he's a tier 2 quarterback.
You did say
that.
I get that. But I just the whole thing about the talent he has around him, that's what helps players and teams win, not what puts one individual ahead of the other.
What's interesting about his ranking, Hugh said it was fair. I think it's fair too. I mean, I think it's totally fair where they have him. This is the lowest, though, a Super Bowl winning quarterback has been on this ranking since Nick Foles in 2017. So every other Super Bowl quarterback since then has been rated higher on this particular exercise. So he's the lowest ranked Super Bowl winning quarterback since Nick Foles, which is ironic in its own way because it was the Eagles last time and now it's the Eagles again. I think it speaks to a lot of things, how good the roster is that the Eagles put around these quarterbacks and the lack of consistent excellence. Like, Jalen doesn't have that as part of his resume. Hugh, I think if Jalen starts playing consistently excellent to go along with the playoff success and the ring he already has, then he is going to be tier 1.
That different. Yeah, he's going to be looked at different.
Of course
he is. That's important for him this year. It's going to be important that he does that this year, because that's what everybody's looking at to see how consistent he is.
So there were 48 votes. He got 3 tier 1 votes. He got 35 tier 2 votes, and he got 12 tier 3 votes. It is kind of interesting how the description of 3 did fit him too. I mean, I would put him in tier 2, but the description of 3.
The description of 3 probably fit him the best.
Run game, defense, passing game in smaller doses.
And so they're going to put this I find this interesting too. They're going to put this thing out there. A lot of fans are going to react to it. Who do you think the number one, most polarizing player on that list is going to be? And it's probably going to be Jalen Hurts because of how sensitive Eagles fans are about it.
Mm.
Like, if you look at the rest of that list and say that's fair for this guy and everybody else, but Jalen's the only one, maybe look in the mirror.
Maybe it's us. Maybe we're the problem. I agree. I don't think any of this is egregious. It might be the best quarterback list we've seen so far in terms of when you go through the tiers, it's like, oh, that fits that. The only one I would say, I don't consider Stafford as a guy that's carrying them anymore.
Mm-mm.
I think they're young defense. I think Puka.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
I would drop Stafford down.
And, if you're being fair, Joe Burrow came into the league on what? Would they say born on third base or whatever? How's
on third base? He went to the Bengals.
Yeah, he went to the Bengals and he had 2. They gave him 2 receivers out the gate.
He had no all line.
Yeah, but they still had 2 good receivers
that he
was familiar with.
He went to the Bengals.
He was still had
born
two
on
good,
third base.
2 good receivers.
Guy was born in the gutter. Going to the Bengals.
Who were they playing that year?
They had the number 1 overall pick to get him, right? Like, we can't just
they were the
that.
Worst team in the league.
That's not being born on third base.
Yeah, but he,
like Jalen Carter was born on third base. He went to
them. They gave him some receivers though. He had talent when he came out. He had talent since day one.
All right, first base.
He had a receivers.
Okay, second base.
All he had is receivers. What other talent did he have?
Second base. I guess in a shoddy division.
I guess my point is
they have Lamar and they had the Steelers in the division. Yeah.
Okay, that's
all these other guys, if you wait, maybe you move them up a spot or two or down a spot or two. Like, that's the variance. The variance with Jalen to us is 9. He's number 2. Like, get a grip. I'm sorry.
Also, he did move up 2 spots from last year, which is, I think that's it. It's baked into him winning the big game. All right, your reaction to all that. 215-592-9494. Tier 2, Jalen Hurts on the quarterback list of The Athletic. Again, the definition, a tier 2 quarterback can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier 3. He has a hole or two in his game. I think it's very fair. And he's right smack dab in the middle of that tier, along with Daniels, Herbert, Goff, C.J. Stroud, and a few others. George in North Philly's up talking Landon Dickerson. Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on? I was going to say I agree he didn't deserve tier 2, but I don't agree with some of them people that's in tier 1, like Jackson and Allen, because what have they done to carry their team over the top?
But I don't think it's over the top just to win a Super Bowl. I think it's just week to week. It feels like they carry their team.
They're the reason they're there in the first place.
I mean, those two guys have combined for 3 MVPs the last few years.
Okay, MVPs. Which better, MVP or a Super Bowl?
Well, Super Bowl, but one speaks more to the player, and one speaks more to the situation.
But I don't want to concentrate on that. I don't care where Jalen's ranked. He's still my number one. He's going to be all right.
There we go.
But,
I like that.
Landon Dickerson, I'm kind of upset about the situation, but I'm not worried because I'm confident in Coach Stout to get whoever next up in line. I think it's going to be Pryor, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah,
We were just sitting here workshopping that. Brett Todd's been in the league a while, too, though, but Matt Pryor might be the one.
Yeah.
I heard they might move Steen over to the left side and then move Pryor into the right side.
I think I saw Elliott put that out last night, that he thinks that you could see that alignment where it's Pryor at right guard and Steen at left guard. Yep.
Yeah, I got a guess for the doctor. But one thing I want to ask a Phillies question. Mm-hmm. I heard last night infield fly rule. What's the infield fly rule? I just want
to
know.
So the infield fly rule is it's really to guard against George. Let's say there's a fast runner on first base and a slow runner pops the ball in the infield. And, you know, the runner on first and there's less than 2 outs, they can't really go much off the base because they'll get doubled off. So it's to guard against the infielder purposely dropping the ball to create either a double play or to switch the runner. So if they call an infield fly, it's an out no matter if the guy catches it or not. It's just an automatic out.
I always heard that. I just didn't know what it meant.
Yep.
All right. My guess, I'm surprised nobody didn't guess this yet, but Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
That was the sex lady, right?
It's the sex lady, George. That's not it, but it's a fun guess.
No, that's a good guess.
Yeah. We've gotten – there are actually way more famous doctors than I think I was anticipating today. Because I didn't know, like, where the guesses would go, and I didn't know how quickly we would get the correct answer. We haven't gotten it yet.
I thought somebody would have gotten it by now.
I did, too. Terrence in Springfield. Let's see if he has it. Terrence!
Who's your call? What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence? Man?
Hey, man, yeah. First of all, I want to say on the Willis situation, I want to talk about Dickerson, too. Mm-hmm. But on the Willis situation, man, I feel like we should rest this guy for a couple starts, you know, but we do have to be careful because the Phillies have been up and down this season, so have the Mets, but we know we have a 5-game lead. We have to be careful how long. I feel like we should rest him, but we have to be careful how long because we know right now we're on fire. Yep, we're on fire. We're playing good baseball. And I like that we got that sweep. We haven't done that in a while. But I feel like we have to be careful on how long we'll rest. But if he is hurt and if he is still having pains, whatever, sit this guy down, man, because we need him more down the stretch.
So, Terrence, before you go on, to your point on how long, if they shut him down for 2 weeks or just gave him 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now they play the Mets. They could give him 2 weeks, and if he's feeling good, he can come back for that series against the Mets.
That's what I'm saying. That seems more reasonable to me, Joe. And Dickerson's thing kind of concerns me because this guy is a vital part of our offensive line, and that has been a key piece to our team that has carried us the last couple of years. It's a key part to the running game, and this is going to go into what you guys were saying about the Hurst thing because we have to go back on Howie right now because how did a lot of players go? I know everybody's always talking about how we season this, how we season that, but we're one injury away on cornerback. we're at one injury rate on defense. We don't have that many viable backups right now. Our cornerback situation, that bothers me. Our safety situation bothers me. And we're going to look back on Holly, and did he let too many guys go? Let CJ go, like, for nothing? The guy that he's traded CJ for isn't even doing anything viable to the team. So I feel like right now, and I know you said we got a loaded roster, Joe. I don't agree with that. I feel like this season, we're a little iffy on that loaded situation. But on the Jalen Hurts situation, I feel like he's in between the fire rings. I feel like Herbert is a pretender. I feel like Goff is a pretender. But everybody, Joe, I know you said there's a loaded roster. He had talent around him. Everybody has talent around him. Going back to what you said, Chasen Higgins, Burrow had him. Goff has a loaded roster. His whole offense is loaded. He got Gibbs. He got Amari St. Brown. A lot of teams have talent around them. So we can't always say, oh, Jalen Hurts has talent around him. We know that. Last year, we didn't know what the defense was going to turn into. Yeah, we had a bunch of rookies on the team.
Right.
I'm glad it turned out to be dominant, but we didn't know. Every season you go into, you don't know what the team is going to turn into.
You're right. And this year, Terrence, you're right about that. And this year, the Eagles probably aren't as good as they were last year talent-wise. Like, they were so deep and so good. Like, a guy like Ojomo, right? He barely played right last year, and now he's, you know, he's being elevated
he's
to play.
Star.
Yeah, he's going to play a lot. So yeah, it just shows that – I agree with you. This year's Eagles team, while they're still going to be really good, I don't look at them roster-wise quite like last year.
Yeah, it's no question. And I'm not the biggest – I love Jalen Hurts, but I'm not the biggest fan of him. I do feel like last year our offense was choppy, but a lot of those run plays – he was checking into those running plays. So we know that. So we can't go back, oh, he had the dominant run game. Because a lot of the plays, he was checked into.
Yeah, he's
so
part of it. He's a big part of the run game. That's why I said Friday, the idea that, you know, they can still make the playoffs with McKee. I don't know about that.
Yeah. To me, Joe, Barkley and Hurts complement each other together. Because we saw what happened when Hurts wasn't there. It was a little harder for Barkley. So to me, they complement each other. It's not one way around here. And I don't know, I'm surprised nobody said this. I try to get in Hugh's head a little bit, man, when he said the doctor is not from these parts. I'm going to go with Dr. Strange.
Dr. Strange.
Hey, that's a good guess.
It is not it, though, Terrence. We appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. A lot to talk about here. We'll take your phone calls in the fills. What's hitting you more, up 5.5 or the Wheeler situation? And it is certainly a situation right now. Castellanos, could he now be part of a platoon? I thought Saturday night was telling there. We'll get to something going on for the Phillies down at AAA that is becoming really an alarming situation. We have to recalibrate expectations here the rest of the way. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League on the line. We'll give you a third clue here. And Jalen Hurts, ranked tied for 9th in the Athletics quarterback tiers, a tier 2 quarterback.
And we're off.
And away we go. Your reaction to it all. I think it is totally fair where they have them ranked. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Uh-oh. You know what this means.
Yeah, a little Titanic music's never great on the Midday Show. Welcome back. Hugh, did you happen to check out Andrew Painter's start yesterday for the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pig?
Oh, gosh, it's awful. But the way this music was playing, it don't sound like it was really good.
Let me tell you how it went. 4 1/3, 9 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, 6 Ks, 2 home runs on 87 pitches. That would be 11 base runners in 4 1/3. Are we? Is this ship not just sinking? Has the ship sunk on Andrew Painter helping the 2025 Phillies? I'm asking.
Come on, Douglas.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You mean the guy that said...
Does anyone in the audience need an I told you so moment from Hugh Douglas?
But you asked me a question. I just want to make sure you want to ask me this question.
I do want to ask you the question.
So wait a minute, what was it?
Has the ship sunk on him helping this team?
I don't choose to use the word sunk.
Well, I wasn't using the Titanic reference.
Well, I would say sailed.
Sailed.
But the ship is sailed.
Well, what the hell is the difference?
The Titanic.
Because sunk
we're talking
means
about the same thing. Is he going to help the team this year or not?
Why are you being so hostile? I told
because we don't need an I told you to sit here
and play semantics and let everybody down easy.
Wait a minute.
Tell the truth.
I told y'all last week he wasn't going to help. What'd you talk about?
No, we were mad at you for alluding this. Not that you were right or wrong. We were mad at you for bringing that to the energy to the show.
When I tell y'all that I have vision, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay. Now, while we're on I told you so's, can I give you the vision?
What's the vision?
How many people yelled at me for said make him a relief pitcher? Obviously, he sucks as a starter right now. Okay? That's the truth. I mean, the kid can't get through 5 innings at AAA. And I think he's still a great prospect, but this is whatever. Sometimes guys, when they come back from Tommy John, it just takes them years.
The moment was too big.
Years to find his command.
Started off great, then all of a sudden it was like, eh.
I'm not saying I'm giving up on him as a prospect, but for this year it feels like we have to. So I got yelled at for saying put him in the bullpen. Oh, he's generational. Generational. He's getting lit up by guys no one knows. Okay. And then second, when I suggested trading him at the trade deadline, oh my God, Joe, you could never trade Andrew Painter. How many great players are we going to pass up? This guy is going to go 3 years without helping the team. Three. They've been in a chance to win a World Series window 2022, three, four, five. And in three straight years, he's going to make zero impact. I just, like, he better be great whenever he arrives because it's wild.
I'm still stuck on he's getting lit up by people that nobody knows.
It's true. Go find the lineup that he got lit up by yesterday. It's guys that can't even make the major leagues or are probably like half prospects. It's a shame.
Might as well be Hugh Douglas.
I mean,
why I got to catch it straight. Because
you started it and I told you so.
I'm just saying.
Your fault.
You asked me a question and I tried to tell you that this probably was going to be the game.
Well, you played semantics with the sailing and sinking.
I'm just saying, the ship has sailed. It should have said he we won't.
You get the reference of the Titanic sunk.
Yeah, I did.
It was supposed to sail.
I did.
Then it sunk.
Beautiful voice, though, Celine Dion.
Great voice, yeah.
Man, beautiful voice.
Yeah. Didn't we comment on that? We talked about this a couple days ago. Jack and Rose. How Rose was terrible.
Yeah, she was terrible.
This just came up last week on the show.
Yeah, because Hugh was going to fill in for
Leo. That's right.
Yeah, she'd made some room on that door.
She would not have. She was a terrible person.
Boy, you almost made me, man.
You getting too comfortable over there?
Yeah. She'd been like, hold up, Rose. This ain't going to go like you think it's going to go.
Kyle, is the ship sunk on Painter?
Yeah. I mean, it's the bottom of the ocean at this point. Well, at least in terms of contributing this season.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, I understand that there's the sentiment out there that maybe they should have traded him because of how bad he looks right now. I'm still not going there. I'm not out on him contributing in the future. And him being a potential ace is still enough for me to say, like, I'm okay with them not having traded him. But it does make me think that they should have went and got another arm at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Because this whole thing, I was counting on the fact that Andrew Painter might be able to contribute out of the bullpen. That's another addition to the bullpen. We still don't know what David Robertson is going to look like. I don't know if I trust Lizardo going to the bullpen yet. Taiwan, and even if Noel is going to be able to contribute in the starting rotation, like, as a good piece that you can rely on. So it feels like they're going to be at least an arm short now in the postseason because I expected him to come up and contribute in October.
It does feel that way. It's a shame. And you can't force this now. If he's pitching this poorly at AAA, he's not ready. I mean, it's one thing we can hope, we could wish, we could pretend it was different. If he's not ready to pitch here, you can't just like pretend.
Yeah, and it progressively, it felt like it got worse. And well, you had a moment where it kind of like plateaued a little bit,
yeah.
But then it just felt like it just started to get worse and worse.
Yeah, and I think the ship has kind of sailed now on they just want him to get work, and they're going to pitch him through the AAA season. And look, could he pitch well the next three or four times out and maybe end up here in September? It's still possible. But every time he goes out there and struggles, that becomes less and less likely. So the update on Painter, not great down at AAA. 215-592-9494. A lot to react to here, including the latest quarterback tier list over at The Athletic. Jalen Hurts ranked number 9 overall. Actually, he was tied for 9th. Was that a cop-out by the Athletic list?
Yeah. Sound like it, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just give me...
Just put him ahead of somebody.
Yeah, he's either 9 or 10. Just tell me what he is. Him and CJ Stroud tied for...
I'd put him
for
ahead of CJ at this point.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Well, CJ's only played for 2 years, and one of the 2 years was kind of blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like CJ Stroud, but I think Hurts should be above him, too. All right, let's talk to Andy in Westchester here, who doesn't need to earn a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. He earned one by capturing the championship last year. Andy, how we doing?
I sure did, didn't I? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Andy. Coming in with confidence after his win last year. Yeah, you dominated towards the end of last season. That's for sure.
Well, I think as reigning champion, I'd like to make a couple of decrees.
Okay.
Starting with, you know, with Kyle as my most trusted advisor, and
that's right.
I'm fair but firm ruler. I've heard the people, and there's no way Aaron should be in the league.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So the champion from last year, that's a big vote, Hugh, against Aaron in San Diego.
That's a huge vote.
By the way, Aaron's getting cooked on the Twitter poll.
Smoked.
Of if he should be allowed in the league.
People find him annoying. So, who would have guessed?
I need to add to that, and it's a two-parter, because I'm okay with Bam, but he just exposed himself. If he gets in, he's going to be a puppet of of Cowboy Jim, so we can't have that either, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in the afternoon show.
Yeah, we'll let the afternoon show have Bam. Yeah,
fine.
I mean, I love Bam, but he's already in the league, so we'll let it be that. And and the idea that he was trying to give away his spot today to Cowboy Jim, you can't do that. We can't have that.
No, anybody who's thinking down those lines, we got to sniff him out. So.
I like that you have the best interest of the league in heart, Andy.
Definitely.
I like this.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take your vote on Aaron in strong consideration. Because right now, if I had to say right now in this moment, Aaron in San Diego is not allowed in the league right now.
I love it. So much fun.
Aaron, what do you think of the Phils? Oh, excuse me, Andy, what do you think of the Phils?
Whoa,
were talking Aaron. It happened. Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm actually less... I guess the question was, what are you thinking more about? I'm happier that they're 5.5 up, more so than concerned about Wheeler, just because I'm enjoying it so much. Wheeler, I think, will be okay. They've got a lot of depth in their pitching staff. I know there's some questions with Lizardo, and we don't know what Nola's going to be coming back. But if you look at 08, they won with just Hamels. We're far better set up now than we think we are, I think, but I'm just trying to enjoy the ride right now. It's been so much fun watching the Mets flame out, and
it's the best, isn't it? When they every day it seems like they lose, and like yesterday they're up 5-0. I think it was either Saturday or Friday they got the thrown out at home to lose the game. Like every day they find a new way to lose a game.
Right. And also, just changing gears a second. I think that Hurts being ranked in the second tier is exactly where he should be. The third tier does have some elements of what he does, but just talking about him being able to take over a game occasionally and, you know, with the passing game, he's perfectly capable at it. He's proven it several times. So, anyway.
I think you framed it the right way. And, Andy, we preached the phone call and the vote on Aaron in San Diego. So, Hugh, when you always talk about unquantifiable?
Unquantifiable intangibles.
Okay, so this is why, because we were kind of going back and forth on how some of the way Tier 3 is written, that also applies to Jalen, like it sounds like him too. Here's why I think, he certainly belongs to Tier 2, and I think this, because you were talking about how like the way it's written really is
specific for him.
Okay, so here's why I think it's Tier 2 over Tier 3, even though there's some elements of Tier 3 that apply. He can handle pure passing situations and doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him over Tier 3. That's why I think he's in Tier 2. Like, there's something about his game, and I think it's mostly the running ability, that puts him over Tier 2, Tier 3, even though sometimes the Tier 3 does apply to him,
no,
too.
And listen, I'm not about to sit here and say that or act like there wasn't games this year. Well, last year, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at me like, what the hell is he doing? Like, I remember sitting in the box, and that was a conversation that was being had.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a dummy. But when you talk about in big moments, when the game is on the line, he's had moments where he shined. He's outshined everybody. And I think that's what makes him an anomaly. He's a unicorn in this situation. I would be foolish to say that he's in that Tier 1 category. Because when you talk about some of the things that Patrick Mahomes has done and the way that he's taken over games at key moments in the game where he's kept the game close by his ability to throw the football, can't take that away from him. But Jalen has something special about him. He definitely does that.
I just found this part of it. Here's something interesting. They show you the vote totals from last year to this year, like how his votes have changed.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting to me is his votes didn't move much off of the Super Bowl. So last year, heading into last season, right, there was no, he didn't have a ring yet. He had 33 votes for Tier 2 out of the 48. This year, off the Super Bowl, he had 35 votes for Tier 2. Basically the same thing. Like his votes did, people don't view him across the league. This is what I think is really interesting. We view him now differently here in Philadelphia. He's a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He won the ultimate prize. Around the NFL, I don't think the Super Bowl changed anyone's opinion about Jalen Hurts.
No, it's... I look at it like this, Joe, and there's nothing I think is wrong with looking at it like this. Everybody's not Patrick Mahomes or, in this case, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, that Tier 2 guy, you can win with if you build the team the right way.
Well, let's just go through them quickly. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with the right team around Jaden Daniels? I do. Justin Herbert. Yep. Jared Goff, yes. C.J. Stroud, yes. Hurts, yes. Man, I think you can win Super Bowl with any of those guys if you have the right talent around them. The next guys are... See, then after that, it becomes a little bit more... maybe.
See, I think
Baker, Dak, Love, Purdy.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, Purdy got there.
Even though Jared has gotten there, I think Jalen is on... He's a little bit higher than Jared Goff. A lot higher, in my opinion.
Well,
Because he has some limits. He has some big time limits in his game.
He does have limits, but he's a better passer.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, they're different.
I give you that. But Jalen has those unquantifiables that I talk about. That it's one of those things, man. Where to me, it's comparable to the time when Joe Montana was playing. Not saying he's going to have a Joe Montana career, it
strikes me every time you say it.
I know it does because you know it's he was at one point considered the GOAT.
But he played to that level.
Yeah, but he was also in an era where you wanted to throw the ball down the field. He came with something different.
But he did it at a high level.
But he also had talent around him that made him shine.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's the same thing. Like, that's the thing that I can't wrap my mind around is because, okay, Tom Brady did it with a bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom Brady's on a different level.
Well, when his career got... Later on, he got more talent.
He got more talent.
Randy Moss, Gronkowski, Hall of Famers.
But there was a stretch where he did it with guys.
Yeah, David Patton.
Yeah. And
Troy Brown.
And yeah. So I get that part of it. But you'd be hard-pressed to look around the league and find other quarterbacks that are of that caliber.
So sometimes I think when people say that the roster is loaded, we just think of receivers. Yes, the Eagles have great receivers. You're right. So do the Bengals. So did Joe Montana. When I think the Eagles are loaded, I think the whole operation from
top to bottom.
From Lurie to – he has the best general manager. Like last year they had the best defense in the league. To me it's more than just receivers. Yeah, I mean other guys have good receivers. I mean most teams have one or two good receivers. That's the NFL now. And to me it's more than that. It's about the whole operation that the Eagles have. Let's go to Bob in Warrington. Hey, Bob.
Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Bob. Hey, what's up?
I got to tell you, you guys had – an entertaining show ever since day one.
Oh, thank you, Bob. We appreciate you.
And as far as Jalen goes, you're not going to find a more talented, more humble quarterback.
Well, you might find a more talented one.
Is always important, but he's so talented. He's getting better every year. We'll give him credit for that.
Well, he's certainly got a lot better from when he came in the league. His improvement from day one, Bob, to now is one of the bigger leaps you're going to find with a starting quarterback in the league. Like he when he came in the league, a lot of people, most people here didn't want him and didn't think he'd ever be a starter, and now look what he is.
Yeah, that's right. But he's so humble about it. He's so controlled. He's so good. Listen, what I called about is Dak Prescott's coming into town soon. And since they're coming into town, I think we should show them some good Philly love. We got to help the Cowboys O-line. We got to make sure they hear Dak for each snap. So I think a good chorus of here we go, each time he's in possession of the ball, it'll be a nice, kind gesture on the part.
You know what? Just to throw him off a little bit, I like that. I like that idea, Bob.
I think you guys should spread the word to get the chorus going so that all 60,000 of them can do it.
You want to do the here we go?
I think people are going to do that anyway. People are going to let the Cowboy fans know and the Cowboys know when they come to town that they're in Philly, because I think that's banner night.
Of course it's banner night. That's week one.
We have to give them a good here we go a number of times.
You know, I kind of forgot about the here we go because he missed so much time last year. That was such a huge thing 2 years ago. It was like every game because they were pretty good that year. Yeah, they were on TV a lot.
In our house, that's all we do every time we go somewhere. Here we go.
Bob, we appreciate it, man. Good phone call. All right, so Bob came in with a reasonable thought on Jalen Hurts. He did get a lot better. Does it mean he's a tier one quarterback? No. I think tier two is certainly a good spot for him. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. First of all, how do these guys be so disrespectful? They just hating because you and I got IMDb credits and SAG membership. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the depths of what we
got.
Do.
I got layers like an onion.
And every time that onion peels, we cry
every
more
day.
Here.
Every day. Tell them that every day.
You know what I mean? They out here acting like they're the voice of the people. We out here acting and doing big things. I mean, so much stuff we forget, Hugh. So much stuff we forget.
Yeah,
I forget the arrest. Wheeler. I don't want Wheeler playing right now. Just shut it down because the negativity of the city when he doesn't play well, it just brings your whole vibe down. Like, if he's not right, don't put him out there. Cassie's going to have to do what Cassie's going to have to do, but he's going to be throwing hands. You sit him on the bench. That's all I know. He can't handle that pressure.
They pulled him out of a game for two innings, and he threw a fit. He cursed out Topper in the dugout.
Well, Topper spent 9 years going with them. Start with my guys. I'm playing my guys.
Yep.
He did that whole my guys thing. So now it's like, what, I'm not one of your guys? So it makes a weird kind of thing. Landon, very upsetting, but we're selling you, like everybody keeps saying. So, you know, they'll move things around. It's okay. Jalen Hurts is tier two. Fine. Okay, fine. Lamar Jackson, you better put all your money, Joe Giglio, on Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl. He's got a top five defense. They gave him top five defense last year. They gave him Derrick Henry last year. They drafted all these wide receivers. They brought in Hopkins. They brought in all these weapons. And he's such an elite quarterback, he can't get to a championship game.
What weapons?
He can't get past Allen or Mahomes. But he's a top tier one. He better win the Super Bowl. And you talk about help. They got a great offensive line. Running back had 2,000 yards. All that help he got.
And he still threw like 40 passing touchdowns.
He had 40 touchdowns and four interceptions throwing.
And what did he do in the postseason? He got rocked by Josh Allen and the nobodies. Josh Allen does more or less than any of these quarterbacks.
That's why he was the MVP last year. I agree.
Exactly. So Josh Allen, I got him number two this year. I'm not crazy. I got him as the second best quarterback. But Lamar Jackson, what are you talking about? He's got more help than anybody else. He's got the same O-line. He's got a great defense. Wide receivers, otherwise, and Derrick Henry. But you cried four for this guy. 40 touchdowns, guess what? It didn't do anything when it mattered most. And that's when my quarterback shows up. And guess what? It's just like when you got kids, okay? My daughter plays softball. She wrestled. Yeah, she wasn't the best. But tell me if she ain't the best kid that ever played anything when I'm out there. Because she's my kid. And she's better than your kid and anybody else's kid that I know. Because that's my kid. And that's my QB1. Now, ask me this question about this crazy doctor. Wait, don't give out the third clue yet. Some she help.
We did not give out the third clue. We can do it right now. Black Gritty, here it is. Clue number three. What do you got?
This individual went to Empire State University.
Well, that don't help me. Not a mammy jammy thing. You know, see, this, my answer was the same way this show be going. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That's a good one. All right, Black Gritty, that's not it.
I think that one's going to give it away, though.
It could. All right, so... Black Rudy brought something to the table about Lamar that in some ways is fair and in some ways is not. Hugh, what are we supposed to do with Lamar in all these rankings? He is a two-time NFL MVP at the quarterback position.
He's a two-time MVP.
He's the best running quarterback ever.
Yeah, and he hasn't won anything. And goes home early in the playoffs.
So, okay. Look, I've had my issues with Lamar in the playoffs. He's choked at times. I mean, I thought 2 years ago he flat out choked against the Chiefs. He was terrible in that AFC title game.
Yeah, it was cold. Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah. But what do you do with a guy that dominates the league every Sunday? We just pretend he doesn't do that?
No, this is why these lists are for entertainment purposes, in my opinion. Because, like I said, the bottom line is and I heard some players talk about they would rather be MVP than a champion.
Cam said that.
Well, I wasn't going to say his name.
But well, I mean, he's just
yeah,
he
I don't. That to me makes no sense. I mean, I get like both guys. Are going to if you look at it from a monetary standpoint, being an MVP in the league, you know, when you go to autograph signings, that ticket's a little different than being, you know, just a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But Super Bowl champion and MVP, that ticket's a hell of a lot different.
Look, I'm not pretending Lamar hasn't had bad moments in the playoffs, but like week to week, who plays better? Lamar.
Yeah, he does, but who plays better when it matters the most?
Yeah. I mean, Jalen's had some good moments. I mean, also Lamar last year, Mark Andrews drops the two-point conversion.
And then
he dropped the ball.
And let me tell you, another thing about Jalen, and I don't know if he's wired this way or whatever it is, but for him to be able to, at the quarterback spot, put his ego aside, if that's what is done, or whatever you want to call it, and to be able to be, what'd you call him, a passenger?
He was along for the ride last year.
He was along for the ride at times. Because, he was along for the ride at times. And his ego allowed him, if that's the way you see it, to do that. And then when it was time to step up.
He still did it.
He stepped up.
Yeah, and that's why he's champion.
And to me, especially at that quarterback position, think about everything that we know about quarterbacks and how fragile their egos are. And the ones that we've seen, the top-tier quarterbacks, that have had meltdowns right before our eyes. Mm. He hasn't done that. He's been this the whole time, just even like for all the people on YouTube that can see me, he's just been even killed the whole time he's been here.
Yes.
He hasn't been too high. He hasn't been too low. He's just been this. So much so that it's irritating.
I think it's his greatest attribute, actually. Yes. And he has good on-field attributes.
Especially here. Yes. In Philadelphia.
He blocks it all out. He is even keeled. I think his teammates respect the hell out of that. And the fact that he's the same all the time. Sometimes I think we go too far with a champion, not champion. That's everything. I mean, like, I don't think.
But it is everything.
But it's a picture in time. Like, I don't think Lamar is as good as Peyton Manning was. The same things were said about Peyton Manning. You go back to 05, the same things. Oh, he's an MVP. He doesn't win anything in the playoffs. He shrinks against Brady.
Until he won.
Right. But it's the same player. So, like, Peyton Manning didn't change. He won. Lamar might win one. And then what do we say? We pretend we didn't rank Jalen above him?
Until he does, then that will be Lamar's legacy.
But Peyton was better than Ben Roethlisberger before. Like, Ben Roethlisberger won before Peyton. Mm-hmm. Peyton was better. Peyton was better.
But the bottom line is that's what people remember, Joe. People remember the champions.
I know, but I didn't need to see Peyton win to know he's better than Ben.
As good as Dan Marino is or was, he's not in the same era or the breath as the other quarterbacks that won during his time.
But no, he's more memorable of a player than somebody like Jeff Hostetler or like
Mark Rippon.
Everyone knows Dan Marino because he was a great player.
No, but he didn't win the Super Bowl. That's the point I was making.
But isn't the point that Dan Marino is better even though the Super Bowl isn't the end all be all? We all know this. We have brains and eyes.
The Super Bowl is the end all to be all.
Right, I know, but
now, it's not when you're evaluating a guy individually.
You know what? Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It absolutely is not.
So, like I asked you, is Eli Manning, if Eli Manning didn't go to any Super Bowls, is he a Hall of Famer?
No.
No. That's the point. Because the
Super Bowl's the end all to be all.
But like Joe said earlier, the Hall of Fame is like is a legacy thing. And the legacy thing has everything to do with like when you win and the
bottom
like
line
that.
Is his legacy wouldn't be what it is if he didn't have those
legs. Right. Because we all have brains. We know he wasn't that good.
Let me ask a very silly question, but I think I know the answer. If Lamar wins two more MVPs, that would be four, and doesn't win a Super Bowl.
He'll probably still be a Hall of Famer.
Not a Hall of Famer. He's going to go down as one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks ever to play the sport. Four MVPs.
Four MVPs.
But I never won a Super Bowl. So forget about him.
You're making it black and white. It's not forget about him, but the Super Bowl does carry a lot of weight.
That's black and white.
But the Super Bowl.
To say the Super Bowl winners is the end all be all, that's black and white.
The Super Bowl carries a lot of weight.
Well, of course it does.
Especially
a fan watching the team, yes.
No,
but we're
for the
players
that
players.
Actually play the game and what Jalen has accomplished. Jalen has been. How many playoffs has Lamar been to in his career?
Probably five.
Jalen's been to five in his career. Even though they're two different quarterbacks, Jalen's on the same tier and he's done better than Lamar Jackson. Even though Lamar Jackson is a better athlete than him.
He's a better player. He plays better every week.
But at the end of the day, they're both probably going to be Hall of Famers if they stay on the trajectory that they're on, especially if you're talking about four MVPs.
215-592-9494. Our final hour of the show. We still have a winner here for Hughes Clues, which is an indictment on everyone. We got a spot in the fantasy league to give away here. Your chance to win it coming up on the other side. Plus, we got to get into what has been an all-time weekend for our rivals here in town. The Cowboys and the Mets just continue to fall apart. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 VIP.